You can do the right thing the wrong time, and you're going to get pain. This is a very important distinction in life, my friends. This is an organizing principle I hope you remember for the rest of your life because it'll help you understand things. Doing the right thing at the wrong time equals no reward or pain. Haven't you had times in your life you went, God, I did the right thing here. How come I get so damn much pain? Did it at the wrong time. If you, for example, plant in the winter, planting is the right thing to do, isn't it? Wrong time. Reap in the spring. See how well that works. It's the right thing to do, you're doing it at the wrong time. Life is about sequence. And at different stages of your life, what will be balanced at one stage is not balanced at another. So 25, 35, 45, 55, different stages of life, what's going to be right for you is going to be radically different. Like, what would be the right thing to do? Like, my son came to me, Josh, I remember about 3 years ago, and he said, Dad, here's how I'd like our lives to be. I like to, like, play golf, do this. He's going through this whole long thing. He's 19 years old, 20 years old. And I said, Josh, let me show you something. Here's how you're describing life. There's three circles of life. There's the circle of life called work, circle of life called yourself, and the circle of life called family, friends, your relationships, right? I said, here's how you're describing things. You want life to be about yourself, and you want it to be about family, because he described things he wants me to do, and you want it to be about work, okay? And that was his idea of balance. And I said, let me explain something to you here. I said, there's a point in life where that's worked, and that's called up to maybe 17, 16, because during that time, life needs to be about yourself and your family, and not much about work, because you're figuring out who you are, what you're about, what you're doing. But let me show you what the next stage of life looks like, okay? Work, okay, and over here, self, okay, and over here is family. He didn't like that idea. And by the way, what he wanted, he said, no, that's not what I want, Dad. What I want is work with family with myself. Doesn't that look so much better up there? Doesn't that look more balanced? That is balanced for somebody 40 or 50 years old. If you do that when you're 20, you can forget it. You'll never get anywhere. And I said, don't get me wrong. That's fine if your goal was to have a job. But you're telling me you want to be rich and you want to travel the world and you want to go to Italy and you want this, you want to raise your family this way. Those things require a different level of discipline. You can't get there if you start at 20 this way. See, I work my tail off my 20s and 30s so that if I wanted to in my 40s, 50s, 60s, I could live a different way. And frankly, I still, work hard because for me, my work, my family, my life, are tied in such a tight-knit circle, they're almost together completely. My family's involved in the business, here's where things are, right? I said, so what's balance at one time of your life, one stage of your life, would be imbalance in another one. And noticing where that is really about not what's right, but it's like, what's your vision for your life? I set up my life, so I said in my 20s, when I was 17, I did this. I said, in my 20s, I want to master the ability to take any individual and turn them around. Whatever skill it is, know I could change anyone I'm committed to changing. In my 30s, I'm going to do that with groups of people simultaneously. In my 40s, I want to do that with organizations. In my 50s, with government. In my 60s, my whole life is a spiritual life. But in my 60s, I will then, it'll be a religious approach that I'll teach. And I'm not going to teach that until I get there because I want to live enough life experience. And so I've been ahead of that for some time. My 20s, I not only learned those skills. I started doing groups of people already. In my 30s, I started doing organizations. In my 40s, I'm starting to do things in those governments. So those things, I've been kind of on that schedule during that time. But I did it because I knew I had so much energy and force in my 20s, 30s, and 40s that I didn't want to have to use that same level of energy and force. I wanted to be more elegant in my 40s, 50s, and 60s. Elegance is you get more results with less effort. But you won't get elegant unless you first learn how to build the muscle in the first place to be able to use. So what is balance is constantly changing. The check is in your gut. And by the way, you're going to be wrong. You're going to be wrong sometimes. You're also going to sometimes be right, and it's going to look like you're wrong because you're going to look like you're being punished for something when really God is just offering you great problems to build bigger muscles for the next set of the journey. And my daughter Jolie came to me one time, she was all upset in her relationship and saying, why do relationships have to be so hard? And went on and on and on all about that. And I said, look, God is the ultimate trainer. Yeah, they don't say more, they're really great. They go, six more, I don't need one more. But you know what, you got three more already. That's what a great trainer does. God is the ultimate trainer, and God doesn't say no. You say no, God just gives you another problem. Puts more weight on there. So problems aren't always a bad thing. Sometimes they're designed so you get something new that you wouldn't have got any other way. So it's kind of like some people believe that if I'm a Christian, then I should have no problems, or I'm a Jew, or if I have the right religion, I have no problems. Are you kidding me? What is here to stay, my friends? Embrace them, hug the monster, use them. Problems are not a sign that you're off course. Problems are a sign that there's another set of skills or lessons or breakthroughs or distinctions you need to make. And they'll be here forever, and then you go to the next one. Okay? If you're going to be yourself, you're going to be spontaneous, you're going to have all these things, the most important distinction you're going to make in life is who you select to spend time with. I've said this before, I'll say it again. The most important distinction of life is who you spend time with is who you become. Who you spend time with is who you become. Because whoever you spend time with, ultimately, if you spend enough time with them, you have a thing called love for them, a caring for them, and you care how they feel about you, and they're the ones that have the power. They're your peers that have the power to influence you to be a certain way. And if the people that are around you love you, want you to be some way other than yourself, you better pick a new group of people to be around. Now, don't get me wrong. If the people around you have a higher standard than you have, that's pretty cool, because that'll get you to be more of yourself, because your real self is the highest standard you can find. The highest standard you can find for yourself that's really you is what you're after. Being yourself doesn't mean having no standards. So while you want to have a blast and be a kid, also grow up. Don't give yourself some excuse like you were abused. Don't be a victim. There are no victims, there's only volunteers. And you don't need to be a volunteer in that area. All that is a breaker switch. But I'll say this to you lastly. I wish for you either a reigniting of the passion that you have for the person you love, because none of this other stuff comes close to that. You can take away everything else. You got love, somebody you love, who loves you for you, and you love for them. Oh my God, it's incredible. And if you don't have that, it might be time to do that. And the only time you'll be ready is when it's you that's showing up daily. Because that was the day and the time, it was just quite miraculous for me. I finally decided I'm really going to be myself. I don't care what the price, I'm going to be myself. And there's been a lot of price, but the reward for that has been amazing. And through all the ups and downs and challenges and situations like that, I've had such an amazing joy. So I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to ask her if she'll come up here. Would you come up here, my sweet babe? This is my lady, Sage. Please give her a hand.